Rodeo fans, you're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the boom sound. What do we do now? It's from a bird out.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time for a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. And I got to tell you, we are on the road. And, you know, I don't know what kind of show we're going to have today. We are here. We're broadcasting. We're in Florida still, somewhere around, I think, Gainesville. We got about an hour and a half till we hit Interstate 10, which will take us west. So we got the whole Making 8 crew on board. Kids, you guys excited about the summer?
Yeah.
All right. They're all fired up, ready to go. I'm telling you, this is going to be the beginning of something huge, something special. We got the whole Making 8 clan heading out west, going to spend the summer in Louisiana, and we've got some big-time things in the works for Making8.com. And you guys are going to be a part of it. You guys are going to have an opportunity to be a part of something so special in the rodeo world. I'm not kidding you guys. It's huge. I want to talk about it, but I can't. And the only reason why I can't is because we don't have it fully trademarked yet. I mean, that's how big this event is. That's how big this project, this concept that Making 8 is about to launch is. And I think that everybody is going to enjoy it. We're talking about some spectacular things. I will tell you that we are struggling. We need some help, and we need it quick. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the offer out here. I'm going to let you fans know what we have going on right now. I'm going to let you guys know that we have an opportunity for somebody to be a part of something special. If you guys feel like you may be able to contribute, or you may be interested, or you may know somebody, then give me a call on my cell phone number. It's posted on Making8.com. You can go check it out right there. Get our number, give us a call, and we'll give you more details on what is going on. I cannot let it on air. There's too many ears floating around in our rodeo community. But I will tell you, it's big, and we've got to get it done quickly. But the opportunity is there for somebody to be a part of something huge for the rodeo industry. That's just to start things off here, fans. We got a long ways to go. We should be in Louisiana sometime between 8 and 9 o'clock tonight, Central Time. Hopefully you have enough time to be able to tune in and check out the Brendan Clark Show. I believe he is doing a broadcast tonight. I think tomorrow he is heading off to Australia. So going to make sure we can tune into that. A lot of things happening, I'm telling you. You know, we did not get out of here. We did not get to bed last night. Mrs. Making 8 and I were up until, 1 o'clock in the morning? We were back up at 6 o'clock this morning, cleaning, finishing packing our trailer, and getting out the door. So we did get a late start this morning, but we are on the road. And, you know, our journey begins today. This is the start of something huge, and we're just glad to be a part of it. Glad that so many of you fans are hanging out here with us. Now, we had talked about doing a live video broadcast, and I don't think we're going to be able to get it done here today. We're still having issues with our computers and still trying to make things work. So I don't think we're going to do a video broadcast today, and I'm sorry for the fans out there that were looking forward to having that. It's just not, you know, it's not going to work for us. It's not going to work for, you know, putting it out there. And we don't want to give ourselves a bad rap right now. I think we've got enough where we've lost fans, you know, over the last couple months just because of some of the things that we've had to do. So, you know, it is what it is. But we're going to take our first break here, fans. I want to remind you guys, make sure to go check out catjohnson.net. You know, I actually got word, and I know that Cat Johnson is here with us right now. But she's got some haters out there as well. She's got some people that are kind of talking bad about her book, saying they don't like it. But yet they only read three words. They're missing out. No doubt about it, you're definitely missing out if you have not caught one of Kat Johnson's books. So make sure to go check them out. You can find them at katjohnson.net. We've got our store page linked up right there on making8.com. So get over there and check that out as well. You guys are listening to Lunch Hour Radio Show on a Tuesday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Kat Johnson of katjohnson.net with Making 8. Let's book.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with making8.com on a Tuesday afternoon. Now, you know, we started this deal last week. We're going to come up with some concepts and try to give you guys a little bit of the rodeo terminology, I guess you could say. You know, last week we had Toes Out Tuesday. Yesterday we had Muley Monday. But, yeah, today we just didn't even have time to think about it. That's how busy we have been here. And as we've been on the road driving, you know, it's been hard to kind of get some things done for the show. So I'll be honest with you, I don't have a whole lot to talk about, other than the fact that we're excited about what's about ready to take place. I've got a lot of you guys out here that are tuned in on the phone lines and checking in with us to see how we're doing. If you guys want to give us a call and send us a big shout-out, maybe give us some ideas that we could talk about here, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. And let me tell you, like I said, some of you fans may or may not know about some of the exciting things we have going on right here on Making 8. But I will tell you this. If you guys are interested in taking part of something huge and big for the rodeo and bull riding community, you need to get a hold of me. Contact me after the show. You can find us on the Contact Us page on MakingEight.com. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. We've got something big in the works, and I'm telling you, fans, you better get a grip because it's going to get wild. We're going to launch something that has never been seen or done before in the rodeo community. I can't let on really much of any more than that, guys, but I'm telling you that if we can get it done quickly, that within 30 days we will have this thing launched and you guys will be a part of something huge and special. That's my news. That's all I want to talk about. Wow, looks like we got old Scotty the Clown jumping on board here with us. Great to have you, amigo. I know we had you on our show yesterday, but if you want to jump out here and give us a call, be happy to sit back, talk a little rodeo, talk a little bull riding with you. We need topics. I'm telling you, we're hurting today as we're sitting here on the road trying to keep it in between the white lines as we're heading north, you know, and soon to be west. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about this deal. You know, it really is. It's like a fresh start for Making 8. And, you know, we have worked diligently over the last 3 years to get things going and make some things happen down here. But I will certainly tell you this, that what we're about to take off with is going to be so big that it is going to literally make an impact. They say, you know, we actually had some comments that were posted a while back that one person cannot make a difference, good or bad, you know, when it comes down to things. And I'm telling you that we can. I'm telling you that one person can. You build a foundation, and you go from there. That's how excited about what we have going on. It's just amazing. So I'm getting word that Florida is so long. You want to know why that's so long there, Scotty? Florida is so long because we're such a good state. You know, you just don't want to leave it. So anyhow, yeah, and I'm getting word out here, getting some messages from some of our friends or family members out there saying that that we actually hope that Mrs. Making 8 is driving, and that's not the case. She did try, but, you know, we got behind the wheel this morning, and we ain't let her have it yet. So, yes, I am multitasking. I'm running the radio show. I'm behind the wheel. We're checking out the chat room. We're running the switchboard. Mrs. Making 8 is here helping, but, yeah. We're just kind of rolling with it. Anyhow, we got some cool things in the works, guys. And I'll be honest with you, Cat Johnson may want to give us a call. I think we may have something special set up for her, and if she's interested, be happy to get in touch with her. So if you're interested, Cat, in finding out what this little deal is, give me a call after the show. I'd love to talk with you. You know what? Even if you're not interested, give me a call. Let me tell you what it is anyways. So, like I said, we're excited about this new start. You know, we're going to be in, I've only been to Louisiana a couple times, you know, most of the time just passing through. Mrs. Making 8 has never been to the Bayou country. So, we're going to go down there and eat some crawfish. What do you think, kids? Y'all ready to eat some crawfish? Kids are back here pretty excited. They're actually looking over my shoulder because this is the first time they've actually heard their dad, their old man, their old pops out here doing a live radio broadcast, you know, so it's kind of a treat for them too. So they're getting to hang out with all you Making 8 fans out here, and you know, they're excited. They're gonna have a great summer, and we're gonna do some really cool things. You know, when we took that month off during that time, that was one thing that we really, you know, we wanted to get back and reach back and develop our family and you know, kind of reignite. We had overlooked so many things over the last several years. You know, but it's something that, you know, we've got to we've got to do. You know, in order to have our rodeo family, we got to first have our family. And, you know, we got to be there for our family. So, we definitely decided that, you know, we're going to find our roots. We're going to go back and spend time as a family together. And that's why we're making this move together, you know. I mean, I was going to be out in Oklahoma during this whole time, you know, trying to get radio broadcast and video broadcast and trying to get established out there in Oklahoma. Well, you know, just didn't work out that way. And everything happens for a reason. And I truly believe that being out here with your family and, you know, wow. Well, boy, I tell you what, we just got a little crazy there. Had a motorcycle cop cut right in front of us. That was interesting. You got them, and I'm telling you, we're right now on northbound I-75, and there are police everywhere up and down in the medians. They are just hunting, and it's only the middle of the month. I can understand if this was towards the last week of the month, but geez, Louise, you know, get a Lord Almighty and the Long Shepherds. But yeah, we're having a good time down there. I'm telling you, we're developing some, you know, such a, I don't know, a new feeling, you know. This whole change is going to be a reformation, you know, just something new and exciting for all of us. So as a father, as a family man, you know, and as a family, we get to develop a change. We get to see a new change and have a new fresh start. You know, sometimes you need that. And, you know, we're going to do the same thing with Making Eight. It's all coming together right around the same time. So I'm getting some word out here that, you know, that you guys may be safer. We all might be safer if the kids were driving. Yeah, that's a good possibility because you guys know how I multitask. But, hey, we get the job done, and that's all that matters. and Kat's out here giving us some warning about typing and driving in our chat room, but I can tell you that Mrs. Making Eight is actually the one typing, so don't worry about that. So everything that's coming across is actually Mrs. Making Eight. I'm just trying to read and go along here while I'm keeping the truck in between the white lines. And yeah, dodging cops, literally. I thought we were going to have to swerve over from two or three lanes just to miss that one. So anyways, what's new with everybody else? You know, I mean, you guys got to give me some insight. Tell me what's going on. Obviously, we saw the post yesterday. Miss Kat Johnson was pretty upset. She had some critics on her reading her book. Of course, they only got past the first three pages, and then they wanted to criticize it, which, hey, that's their loss, really, you know. But, you know, it's that type of negativity that goes on out here in the world that, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to get started back on that conversation because I've actually lost fans because of it. So we're actually going to dodge that bullet. I'm not even going to get in the middle of that one. So anyhow, getting on to our next topic of discussion. Wow. Anything going on exciting in the world today? Anybody hear anything about the Vancouver Canucks and Boston Bruins? I didn't even find out how that game went last night. If you guys find out the scores, please let me know. Yeah, that's funny. Great comments coming in here in the chat room. You guys are just keeping me entertained. Like I said, I don't even know how long we're going to run these shows today. Like I said, we're just trying to beat feet and get down there safely. You know, so hopefully you guys will understand if we once again cut out a little early. I can tell you that tomorrow we'll be geared up, we'll be fresh, be ready to go and kick off another show. But the only problem with that is we're actually going to have to be doing it at 11 o'clock. It will no longer be the lunch hour for us. We'll be running from 11 to 12 our time, the time that we're going to be living in. So we're going to have to make an adjustment there. But we really are. We talked to a lot of friends. We've got a lot of support for everybody making this move out here. And, you know, I think by the end of the summer we'll be established in Oklahoma. And I think, like I said, you guys are going to see some huge things happen. I see that Emily says that she only follows rodeos. No other sports. Well, hey, that's good to know. You know, I mean, that's good. You know, you've got one specific sport that you follow. Now, me, I'm a sports nut. I love sports. I love the competition. I love the adrenaline rush. You know, I think that's what makes me part of being me, you know. I love the energy, and I love the excitement. So, yeah, I don't like tennis. Not a very big tennis fan. So, and it's funny because Mrs. Making Egg actually does like tennis. I could never sit down and watch it on TV, but I could certainly maybe go play if I was in better shape, but I'm obviously not. Now, Mrs. Making Egg says she wants to go play tennis, and I'm like, eh, no. But then again, she wants to go play golf, and I'm like, eh, no. You know, I will not take her to go play golf. That's my game. I told her, I said, she can have tennis. Golf is my game. You know, that's my time to get away. She could find a tennis partner and go play tennis and get away from Mr. Making Eight. I think it works out well. So, oh, looks like we got a caller on the line. Let's see if we can't bring him on here. I have a feeling I know who this one is. Let's see if they get on here. All right, 816, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hello. And now for hockey scores. Vancouver Canucks had a 3-2 win over the Boston Bruins on Saturday. That was Saturday.
So they won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, evidently.
If they won, did they play last night?
Well, it moved them to a 2-0 lead. Hold on here. Just relax. Like I'm interested in hockey.
Yeah, you know, we got to get you on there. Come on. I figured that when you called in there, Scotty the Clown, you would be prepared. You don't go into a rodeo this way, do you?
Oh, mercy, no. But this is, you know, rodeo's important. This is hockey.
Yeah, that is true. But I'll tell you what, man. You know, it was interesting because I was talking I was watching some of the highlights going into the Stanley Cup, and you know I guess one of the games between the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning had the most teeth lost in one game than ever. It like broke a record. I think they lost like 20 teeth total during the game.
Well, that sounds like it was a fun game.
Yeah, I mean, teeth flying everywhere at you, man. It's got
to
be crazy.
I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out.
Yeah, right? That's for sure, man.
I'm loading up, getting ready to, we got a rodeo this weekend in Gerald, Missouri.
I understand
we're going to be about knee-deep in the mud this weekend, so that ought to make for an interesting time.
That's for sure. You know, I heard that Brazil was underwater as well, and we got a lot of our PBR guys that are riding down that way. And, yeah, they're underwater as well, man. There's a lot of places where they're muddy. But, hey, so, you know, as a rodeo entertainer, I kind of feel for you. I feel bad for you. But as a bull rider, man, that's the kind of rodeo I want to be a part of. I love the mud.
Oh, I do, too. I get to kick off my shoes and play barefooted all night.
Oh, nice. Oh, I don't know, man. There's a whole lot of other stuff out there than just mud. I don't know if I can handle all that.
Well, it kind of Cat Johnson says, I don't think bull riders should be talking about hockey players losing teeth.
Yeah, right?
I love it.
And that's very true. That's very true. Take a look at Ben Jones. I think that he got knocked out and lost another tooth here just recently.
You know, I was able to ride bulls for a number of years, and I still have all my original greeners in place.
Oh, I don't, for sure, man. I broke my jaw, knocked some teeth out, man. I'm telling you, it's bad news. So,
well, the night I broke my jaw, it broke it below the root line of the teeth, and they snapped everything back in position, so I was able to keep them.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah, so right. My Alvin is missing one of the important teeth. but have a safe journey, man. I, you know, you're going to be a bunch closer to us now, and between rodeoing with Mr. Weldon, and you come up here and go rodeoing with us this weekend. We're going to have a couple of bull riders, a bullfighter, and two bareback riders in the vehicle with us.
Right on.
And we're looking forward to just dropping a big rock on it. We're hoping everybody experiences financial success and what they're nodding their on their draws and.
No
and
doubt,
we just
man.
Blow this little town in Missouri plumb off the map with a good time. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. Rodeos are whacked out, man. Now you know what you kind of know the undercover secret of what's going on with Making Eight. You and I have talked
You made me pinky swear.
I know.
You know, pinky squares is a.
I'm telling you, I've been so excited, man, I can't sit still. And it keeps growing. Scotty, I'm telling you that this concept, the more people that are brought into the picture and the idea behind it. Now, I'll tell you right now, I've been so secure in this that I've actually had verbal disclosure agreements that are set up just so it doesn't come around and bite me in the rear end later on. But I will tell you that this concept that we are about to launch right here on Making Eight is so huge that everybody wants to be a part of it. Everybody wants a piece.
Well, I told you, you know, yeah.
Yep.
Neither have I, Emily.
Yeah,
actually,
I
won't say a word till I'm all in place to take advantage of an opportunity like this.
Yeah. Well,
the only reason he told me is he knows I'm too broke to invest.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, man, I'm too broke to invest, you know? But, yeah,
but
we're going to
that's why we have
happen.
Children.
That's
we
right.
We can sell them off for scientific experimentation, and, you know, between that and things, it works out.
I've got a sign on my trailer right now that says that we're offering free kids for $1,800. Or kids for sale, $1,800.
Well, I don't know how that's working out for you because I've always been under the impression as I wouldn't give you a nickel for yours, but I wouldn't take a million for mine.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we've actually had a couple inquiries, but then they took a look at them and then they took a look at me and said, "No, we don't want your kids growing up to look like that. we think we'll let you have them." So,
but this weekend up through the central states, especially in Missouri, real hotbed for bull riding activity and rodeo activity. The Missouri Rodeo Cowboys Association has their rodeo season in full swing. There's probably four or five events as far as that goes in the Missouri Rodeo Cowboys Association. Bull Riders of America has got an event. There's an NFPB event somewhere too, along with several open events going on right here. So if a guy could get where he's got to go, there is a lot of money on the table here in the next few weeks in the state of Missouri. Was that a siren?
We're kind of losing you, man. I don't know if it's you or me.
Well, I'm going to get off the phone so you can talk to somebody closer.
All right, partner. Well, take care, man. Thanks for calling in.
Goodbye.
All right, buddy. All right, guys. Scotty the Clown Plowman giving us a little update here, checking in with us, and we're glad to have him on board with us. It looks like we got another call on the line. But, yet, wait a second here. I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, let's see if we can't bring him on here. 317, you're on the Lunch Out Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, it's Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Oh, good. Just landed in Florida.
Where at in Florida?
We're on our way to Destin.
Okay, so you're up in the northeast corner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be passing through there around 6 o'clock this afternoon.
Fun. Oh,
wait. We'll be right there off I-10. So if you're around the I-10 area, just look for the gray truck with the U-Haul. Wave to us.
If I see you guys, I'll wave.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. Do not be close to me because I will probably be texting or chatting while I'm behind the wheel, and everybody knows how scary that could be because I don't multitask.
Yeah, I've seen the road trips.
Yeah, you have, huh? So what are you doing down here in Florida?
My friend's getting married on Thursday, so my brother and I flew down for the wedding.
Wow, well, congratulations to your friend.
Yeah, and so I was calling in to straighten out your hockey information.
Okay.
Boston won last night, 5-2, game 7's tomorrow.
Oh, Boston won last night. Okay, so they are going to game 7. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Gosh, I was really hoping Vancouver would take it, but I'm kind of glad that they're not because now I'll be able to watch it.
There you go.
So that'll be good.
Yeah.
I'll be able to sit back and watch the final game. So, yeah, Scotty the Clown Plowman is no good at all at any kind of resource. You can't get any information from that guy. So, yes, thank you very much for correcting that, Lauren, and straightening it out for us.
Yep, hockey and bull riding is about the only thing I'm any good of a resource on, but, you know.
So who's your favorite hockey team?
I'm a Penguins fan.
Oh, yeah. I would say my wife is probably one of those too, just because she's from Pennsylvania. So,
yeah.
So, anyways, yeah. But
I'll let you get back to the show.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you very much for calling in and giving us that correction there.
Not a problem.
Enjoy this
Florida
weather.
Will do.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, Ms. Lauren checking in with us, giving us a quick call and an update on that Vancouver-Boston matchup that's going on. So they're going to Game 7. It all comes down to the Game 7, man. I'm kind of liking it. It'd be exciting. And anyways, let's see. I'm seeing that there's a lot of comments posted in here in regards to me and my driving and multitasking. Yeah. The kids are strapped in tight, so don't worry. So is the dog and the cat and Mrs. Making 8. But, hey, you know, she's lucky if I don't toss her out somewhere up there in that panhandle area anyways. Hey, I said it was a new start. You know, maybe we'll just start over. I'm getting some very evil looks right now, guys. But anyways. We're going to take another short break here, guys. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with you as we are on the road, Louisiana bound, with MakeIt8.com. So stay tuned, guys. Want to also remind you guys, go check out our good buddy Rob Smets at RobSmets.com. If you guys want to find out where he's going to be so you can get down to an event near him, if you have not heard it, you got to get out there and hear him. He's one of the most entertaining guys that I know of. Pretty funny there in the arena, and he's been in the arena for many, many years, most of the time without a microphone, but great guy all around. Go check him out on MakingEight.com. We've got him there as well. Stay tuned, guys. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Tuesday afternoon.
Hello, rodeo fans. This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne. We've been to Fort Worth. We've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Had a horse when I was young. I was trying to put his saddle on when I felt a warm summer breeze from the riverbed. So I went fishing for some rainbow trout when in the distance I heard mama shout, "Hurry up, son, dinner's going cold." Working in the city, country still my home. Life just ain't the same without cowboys and Cadillacs, blue jeans and black hats. It don't matter how high the building's rise, did it always last? Oh, campfire melodies. Daddy used to sing to me. Oh, it's got fancy bars with models and stars. The memories take me back. Cowboys and Cadillacs. Now I'm up at 6 a.m. cause there's bills to pay and time's no friend. So I grab a cup of coffee on my way out the door.
traffic every inch of the way. I crank the radio and try to escape, and then play an old song that brings a little smile. North through Tennessee. we can head out to the Carolinas and drive up the coast, or go out west to Salinas, California, and watch Ross Hill win a rodeo. Watch old Ross win a rodeo.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know it. We can't be out here on the road without kicking back a little bit of singing. And y'all know I don't sing very well, but, hey, it's there. So we're just out here having a good time. We got about an hour left of the 75 northbound, and we'll be jumping on I-10 heading west. And, you know, our main goal is to hit Oklahoma by the time the kids start school. That's what our goal is. That's our focus, and that's where we're going to be. But we're gonna stop off in between. We're going to be down there in southern Louisiana. Going to be down there in the Bayou country, hanging out with some friends and working at some rodeos, getting Making 8 launched off the ground. I'm telling you, we've got so many big things in the works, guys. I want you guys to understand that, please, if you guys know somebody that wants to be a part of something huge within the rodeo industry, have them contact us. Our contact, you know what, I'll just throw it out there because it's my number anyways and everybody knows it. If you guys want to be a part of it, give us a call after the show, 386-235-3245. If you guys know of somebody that may be interested in supporting something like the Making 8 Radio Network, and we will share our idea with you. But you've got to understand that you have got to keep this under your hat. This has got to be part of a disclosure agreement that's set aside between you and I before we start the conversation. So I'm just letting it out there because it is that big. And as we know that, you know, we've got Scotty the Clown Plowman and a few of our fans actually know about what it is that we're doing. Hang on to your hats because it's getting bigger and it's getting better with every contact that we make. I can't get any further than that, fans, but, yeah, we're on a roll. Now, I do have to tell you guys that we've got some cowboy logic for you. Yesterday, Miss Melanie got on here before she went to school, left us with a little bit of cowboy logic. Because of our computer issues, we lost it. We lost it. We had to reboot. We didn't get the cowboy logic. So she was able to throw some at us here today, and I'm going to share it with you right here. Here's some good cowboy logic for you. Don't tweet and drive, as Cowboy Dave would say. Most definitely. It's dangerous out here. And then you got guys like me that are sitting back in the chat room talking with you guys. You know, I don't know. We're all good at some things, though. Some things we actually are pretty talented at, and I think I might be able to do that when it comes down to multitasking. But here's your cowboy logic, courtesy of Miss Melanie. I know that she's in school. She's got two more days left, today and tomorrow, and then she's done for the summer, and I know she'll be having a good time. Just because you're – wait a second here. Let me get it all read first. Just because you're following a well-marked trail don't mean that whoever made it knew what they were, where they were going, and that is so true. And you know what? That kind of plays into effect to where Macon 8 is right now today. Sometimes you're better off creating your own trail, creating your own path. And myself, the Macon 8 family, we're doing that right now. We're creating our own path. We're not going to follow down somebody else's path. You know, family looks at me like I'm crazy for packing up and making these moves like this. You know, but we're doing it on faith. We're doing it on our inspiration and our drive to succeed and be a family. And we want to do that within the rodeo family. We want to bring you into that, and we want to make you a part of that. We have that opportunity to do that. I'm telling you, you know, big things in the works. And we're creating our own path. Just like we said earlier, you know, in our show, some fans may disagree with us, but I will tell you right now, one person can make a difference. And you know, we're doing that here today. So we're going to cut our show a little short here, guys. As we get on down the road, I want to remind you guys that we'll be out here. You guys can hang out, check in, follow Mrs. Macon 8. She'll be on Twitter, Facebook, you know, checking us out. Pop in there, give us a message, you know, find out how we're doing. We'll be out here all day long. We won't be in, we should be in Louisiana just about the time to catch the Brendan Clark show. So hopefully we'll be able to pull it up and see all of you guys out there. Until then, and, you know, we will be back tomorrow on our full shows. We'll be back on track. We may even have a guest or two. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Until then, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with Macon8.com.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water, she'll still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and nine. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking, never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down. Cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.